Joining me now, the third member of the four-piece team this week, we have a bearded 15-year-old. That's incredible. A bearded 15-year-old. Do you get told to shave at school?
No, not really.
No. We used to have a young man with a moustache, and he would have been about 14, 15, and he was told that he had to lose it. He wasn't allowed to, you know.
It's only natural. Go on.
Yeah, it is. It's just incredible. You're sat there, 15 years of old, out of age, full beard. Brilliant. Hey, we're welcome. It's Chris, isn't it?
No, Sam.
Sam, sorry.
Sam Morris.
Getting you mixed. It's Sam Morris. You are son of the wonderful Tim.
Yeah, he used to do the weekend breakfast show.
Timmy Time,
the weekend breakfast show.
And we you know, if you're following Facebook, if you're a friend of the station, if you're a friend of Tim, you know what the situation is.
Yeah.
And you don't mind talking about this.
No, I don't mind talking about that. No.
But your dad is kind of on the mend?
Yeah. The last 2 years ago, he went into hospital quite ill. And he survived it, and now he's gone back in, but he's definitely a fighter. He is quite well now. He was in two controlled sleeps, and he had to wake up, and now he's in Portsmouth Hospital, fully awake and fully aware of anything. So it's really good.
Do you know, it's incredible to hear you talk in such a grown-up way, and it really is. And now knowing that what you want to do when you leave school.
Oh yeah,
which is, you know, just a few years away now. You just, I mean, in your terms, you just want to help people.
I just want to help people, yeah.
So that's you're a real credit. You really are. But so, how do you want to help people? Because someone said you're, a bit of a boffin, a bit of a scientist, and you wanted to be a microbiologist.
Yeah.
No one ever said that at age 15.
No, don't worry. When I was 13, I wanted to be an astrophysicist, which is kind of more like Neil deGrasse Tyson does, which is talking about the planets and everything and how the solar system works. And now it's changed from being a naval medic, then turned into a microbiologist, which is basically microbes, little microbes,
yeah,
in people's bloods. And you find out if they've got any diseases, and if they do, then you test it with antibiotics, seeing if it's not drug resistant or if it works. And then you give that to the doctors and they can prescribe it. And this is, I just want to help people medically, because people, obviously my dad has kidney disease, I want to help with that. I also wanted research into kidney disease, cancer, everything like that. I just want to help everyone.
What a wonderful thing that is. That really is. It's so refreshing to hear, you know, you talk in such a positive way, because there are a lot of people out there who would just crumble at the thought of what you've had to go through, you and your family and your dad as well. And I think it's just a wonderful thing that there you are, there's this strong character that just wants to put something back. So massive, massive respect to you, real, real respect too. How far off are you getting, the marks? I know you've got big exams next year. Well, I mean, it's a long road to get the qualification. Isn't it?
I was reading up on the actual NHS website. You need a C to an A to be a microbiologist in biology and chemistry. No physics, although I enjoy physics. you need, essentially, you need biochemistry or biology. Any of that would be good, because you've got to obviously make out what this bacteria is. What is it, what pathogen it is, and how you can treat it. But I don't think I'm going to really succeed in getting the maths grades or English grades. I'm terrible at both of them. Science, I'm okay at.
Okay.
But the weird thing is, I don't know, my mum and dad are saying it's my calling, but I keep getting really, really good grades in RE. Like, I've recently taken a grade and taken a test and got an A, even though I wasn't trying.
Right.
I don't even know.
So you're one of those kids that doesn't even have to try and you get good grades. I'm sure people hate you, really.
I think a lot of people hate me.
Not in the way that you think. I mean, yeah. I'm pulling your leg, but I was always one of those kids that had to try really, really hard, and the harder you tried, the worse it got.
See, that's the thing, though, isn't it? If you try your hardest, then you end up failing because you're trying hard enough.
Now, you're at school for the next... you've got exams next year.
Yeah.
You've got, and you want to be a microbiologist.
Yeah.
And you're going to work towards that. Good luck with that.
Thank you very much.
There's a TV programme that I've been watching at the moment. It started last week. There's a thing called Containment.
Containment?
Yeah. You might want to watch it. Check it out.
What channel is it on?
It's on Channel 4.
Channel 4? I want to check that out. Actually.
And it's an American-based thing where... we started watching it last night. It's a cheery little number. It really is. where someone's let some disease come into the system in a hospital, and they've got to contain this hospital and all the places around it, and all these people getting all these horrible things and so on and so forth. I mean, you know, for they do talk about microbiology and stuff. And
that
sounds
quite good, actually.
It might be right up your street. It might not be, you know, but maybe give it a go.
I'll give it a try, yeah. Sounds good.
You look like a guy that's, you know, full of fun, and hopefully, fingers crossed, we're going to have some fun in the next 3 days. We are going to do a lunchtime social debate.
Yeah.
So what? I know you guys are going to get yourself together and sort of say, this is what we're going to chat about, but off the top of your head, what have you got in mind?
Well, I know it's passed so far, but there's the general referendum, which is about like the EU leaving the EU and things like that. But that's gone now, so that's a bit out
the
window.
It's not really; it's still there.
But it's still there.
They're still sorting it out, aren't they?
And also the new prime minister. This is all politics things and everything. Like Theresa May, is she going to be good or not?
Crikey, a 15-year-old that's interested in politics and microbiology. Is there such a thing?
Well, obviously there is.
Okay, well, that and possibly more we should be chatting about today from 12 o'clock, and hopefully we'll be speaking more between now and then. It's